The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna eat like me, and you're gonna crap thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and cooler stat.
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This is some serious gourmet s***.
Let's get it on.
Now, we elected captains last week. I guess we should have announced it, but we didn't. We got Teddy Bridgewater, Von Miller, Justin Simmons, Kareem Jackson, Brandon McManus, and Cortland Sutton.
All right, there are your captains, and they will be permanent captains throughout the season, not rotating captains this week, that week, next week, 2 weeks from now. The role of the captain on the football team is...
I mean, what, you're supposed to... Come on, you guys, let's get it together, right?
I don't know.
You go out for the coin toss.
You tell me. I mean, in hockey, the idea of the captain is... I mean, when Gabe Landeskog got in that fight early on in the series, and people were like, that's what a captain does, right?
Right.
Now, you hear a lot of that in hockey. That's why I'm asking. Football. What's the importance of these captains?
Well, you're...
Look at me, sure. Yeah. I'm the captain now.
Yeah, you're supposed to...
Captain Insano shows no mercy.
Yeah, well, you're supposed to show no mercy, Captain
Insano. As we're talking about famous captains.
Yeah. Captain, I didn't know you had a Captain Insano clip. He does show no mercy. Yeah, he'll eye gouge you.
Yeah, where's that been? What have you been sitting on that one for?
Captain Insano shows no mercy. I love it. Yeah, you're supposed to be, like, really, more than anything to me, is you're a liaison between, you know, your players and your coaching staff. Your management, if you will. You know, when the management's doing something stupid, which they always tend to do, you got to come up there and go, hey, dude, that's dumb.
See, I think the importance of the captain has been reduced. What I hear more of these days in football are these player councils that meet with the coaches. To do exactly what you're saying, be that liaison voice, players council.
You don't like... I
like that.
You like players council
rather than just, you know, five or six separate captains. I like the idea of the council.
I don't
like
know
the
about that.
Knights of the Round Table.
Right. I don't know about all that because then it feels a little bit like, you know, union. Yeah, I mean it's great if you're... If you're hard-nosed enough to know what's going on, I mean, if it's about, I thought practice was kind of hard yesterday, you know, if it's that kind of counsel, then...
Yeah, but you used to do that kind of stuff all the time, go to Mike Shanahan with suggestions.
Yeah, when Mike was doing something that nobody liked, yeah.
Okay.
Right. Hey, Mike. Oh.
That's either what a captain is supposed to do, and I know you weren't a captain... Or what a member of the Players Council is supposed to do, even though I don't think you had a Players Council. Wow, you were just a busybody, weren't you?
No. That was a lot of times. Like coaches would say something to me, like, "Hey, man, this is."
Oh, so they came to you.
Oh yeah, coaches would come to me and go, "Can you talk to Mike?"
Oh, the coaches would come to you.
Oh yeah, the assistant coaches would come to me and go, "Hey, can you talk to Mike about this?" And then I would talk to Mike about certain things. Mike and I are, you know.
Yeah, you guys are
Mike's
tight.
He's been really good to me.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, man, my career wouldn't have, I couldn't pass the physical.
Right.
If it wasn't for Mike Shanahan, my career would have ended after 6 years.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Yeah, I mean, there's really no set number, or maybe, you know, numbers that I'd probably share, but it definitely is a goal. I mean, that's number one on the goal board is just takeaways. I mean, literally number one, every time we walk into the room, we talk about is just takeaways. Watch takeaway tape, emphasize it in practice. That's all we're focused on.
Well, Justin Simmons and the Denver Broncos, and I guess maybe if you want to put this on Vic Fangio, because since Vic has been here, this has just not been a turnover-producing defense.
Obviously, they haven't won here in 5 years.
So, in George Payton, last year, the Broncos forced a whopping 16 turnovers, 10 interceptions, 6 fumbles. Easily among the worst handful of teams in the NFL when it came to forcing turnovers. Why? Because it's been like this since Vic got here. And Vic's last year in Chicago, the Bears went crazy.
Yeah, they
forcing
were,
turnovers that year.
They were nuts.
So,
playing silly games.
What's the difference?
Well, I mean, there are always things that add on to your turnover, the creation of turnovers, the creation of takeaways. When you're leading football games, right, when you're ahead in football games, which the Broncos have never really been since Vic has been here, offensively, you have to put yourself into harm's way. So, offensively, you have to take chances on third down and nine. You have to take chances on second down and 10. You've got to put the ball in the air more. You've got to call plays if you're in long yardage situations that require more time to develop, which is more time for either a hit on the quarterback or a strip sack fumble or a pressure that leads to a bad ball, all that stuff. So there hasn't been any continuity when it comes to, you know, the complementary nature of football on this roster. And so they haven't had a lot of opportunities that way. Next on the Morning Brew.
I gained a lot of confidence. Man, the leg felt really, really well. It felt really good. And the day after, you know, I didn't know what to expect. But, you know, going through the little bit of gameplay that I had and then the warm-up and everything, you know, the leg felt really, really good. Got to come in and just maintenance on the body, you know, got ready to get ready for the next day. And body feels good. I didn't know what to expect after the game, but it felt good.
There's Courtland Sutton. Where would you put over under Courtland Sutton's stats this year? Numbers, catches, yards.
It's a great question. There's going to be, you know, there's going to be some two steps forward, one step back early, I think, in the season. He looked great in that preseason game, the last preseason game. I think he's their main go-to guy. You know,
do
I think,
you?
Oh, yeah.
Not Judy?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. You want to have a gentleman's wager?
That
Who has more catches? And yards? Judy or Sutton?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Gentleman's wager.
Yeah.
I'll go Courtland Sutton. I just think...
And since it's a season-long thing, it needs to have some heft to it. What's at stake here?
Oh, I mean, we're actually... I don't think you understand the concept of gentleman's wager.
Oh, yeah, no, no, I don't. Well, I mean.
You said gentleman's wager.
Yeah, no, I want a wager.
Oh. You don't want a gentleman's wager.
No, No.
Yeah.
I want a wager.
You want a wager. I think there
I'll
is.
I'll bet you a gallon.
How much is a gallon weigh? It weighs a gallon.
How about.
It's science.
How about dinner at Shanny's?
Dinner at Shanny's?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
All right. And you don't get to. Hey, Mike, you want to comp this for me?
None of that.
Oh, I want to see the billfold.
Do you now? Yeah, we can do dinner at Shanny's. All that sounds like
I got
good.
Judy, you got
I
some.
Still have a dinner at Shanny's from D-Man.
Oh, you'll never see that. Next on The Morning Bro.
He swings here and drives one deep down the left field line. This one is gone up over the left field wall. Tyro Estrada hook one down the line.
Giants radio there with the call as the Giants beat the Rockies 10-5. The only reason I bring this story up, a little bit of concern that after a terrific performance a couple weeks ago against the Dodgers in L.A., Kyle Freeland's had a couple of stink bombs since then. We thought that he was turning the corner.
Well,
do you now question whether he is or not?
Whether he's turning the corner?
Yeah. Now, in fairness, he left his next start after that Dodger game with an injury. But he was out there yesterday, which assumes he was healthy enough to pitch, and he lasted four innings and gave up seven runs, including four deck shots.
You blew it!
Here's the thing about Kyle Freeland. He's not going to overpower anybody, right? He's got to be – when he doesn't command his fastball – when he can't command it on the edges, in and out, up and down, he becomes average. Like when he's got great command, and he's had some command and control issues. And then, you know, his slider, he rarely, to me, he doesn't throw that pitch, that off-speed slider for strikes very often. It's usually down and outside the strike zone. Well, if you don't have to worry about a fastball behind it, Payton, then you're not getting the swings and misses you normally get. So now, you know, when you miss with your fastball, dudes can square up 92 to 94. They'll square that up all day long. So he's not going to overpower. He's a guy that has to rely on precision. And when his precision is off, he just doesn't get it done.
All right, that'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30. Up next, our 9 News Bronco insider Mike Kliss will tell us whether or not he views this as a must-win for the Broncos or not. That's next.